Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and align with your life's purpose. In today's episode, we talk about some really powerful, amazing, fun topics, including the reason why you should learn how to massage your partner, the physiological impact of a massage, the importance of touch, and how massaging can blossom your relationship, especially since we are all going through this pandemic right now. So make sure that you listen till the very end. And if you'd like to explore more of these amazing topics in your car or at your home, then make sure that you hit the subscribe button, especially if you're on your iPhone, because it does something to the algorithm. I don't know what it does, but it does something so that people who normally would not watch or listen to our podcast, they come across it. So if you can do one thing for me today, hit the subscribe button, especially if you're on your iPhone. With that being said, let's bring on our guest for today, Dennis Merkus. Dennis is the founder of Melt, a follow-along massage course that teaches couples how to create the perfect massage at home. When he first created Melt, he thought he was creating something fun for couples to do for date night, but after interviewing over 40,000 of their customers, they found that learning how to massage helped with much more: relaxation and stress release, better sleep, saving a relationship, intimacy, reducing pain, and so many other benefits. And this episode is very timely because as we record this episode, there is a global pandemic called COVID-19, which has really changed the way we live, interact, and go about our business. People are wearing masks, you know, spending time indoors, having to face their family members and intimate loved ones more at home. And people are going through many different kinds of emotions, stress, depression, because of a multitude of reasons. In the midst of all of this, I feel that the skill of massaging can really help us heal one another, nourish our intimate relationships, and help us communicate non-verbally. And the funny part is the way that I got to know and found out about Dennis was when scrolling through Facebook. So I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw one of your ads. Somehow, some way, I felt that, you know, I just needed to connect with you, and I reached out. So thanks a lot for
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So super excited to have you on our show. We usually start with some inspiration. So is there an inspirational quote that is on your mind these days, and how do you apply it in your day-to-day life?
Wow, that's a really tough one. It's interesting. I've gone through so much, you know, in my life in the last couple of years. We were talking about this before the show. I mean, I don't know. Like, quotes aren't really – and I was looking at your questions beforehand. So quotes and books are really just things that I don't really deal with. Like, for me, everything has been so introspective and working on myself. So for me, it's like I start my day with journaling. You know, and it's always just writing out my thoughts and feelings, understand. I think that's where I draw inspiration. There's something about getting it out, getting it out of your brain. If it just sits there, it just goes over and over. If it's out on paper or you know, electronically, right? I find, you know, I find my inspiration of getting thoughts out that way and drawing inspiration from that too.
So what is that one thought or some idea that came about from one of your journaling sessions recently?
Well, I think it's more about, for me, it's been learning to love yourself. I mean, really like trusting your own process and yourself as well. There's, especially now with COVID-19, how crazy is it, right? Like I just journaled a thought the other day and I'm like, I've seen one person for 1 hour in the last 5 weeks. And I'm like, that's mental. That's never happened to me before. And it puts you in a different mental state as well. Like, we're going through a lot right now. Everybody.
Yeah. Very true. I think we sometimes underestimate the importance of being with community or just being with friends outdoors. We took it for granted, right?
Oh my God. So I'm in Melbourne's in the middle of winter time right now.
Okay.
So it's stormy, it's cloudy, and you know, and we've got this lockdown thing happening right now. You're not allowed outside. You're not allowed outside after 8 p.m. There's a curfew time.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, it's intense right now. And for me, it's like if a little bit of sunshine comes out, I drop everything. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm getting out in the sun right now. It's just, I just need something, I don't know, just a little bit of UV light and some warmth.
That's very true. Yeah, I think it's happening the opposite way. You know, I guess in Australia, it is cloudy right now. You know, you're maybe coming out of the winter, whereas we in Vancouver, on the other side of, you know, the world, we are going into winter. So we are enjoying the sunshine right now. It's summer. And people deep down know it. You know, it's like they're trying to make the most out of the summer because they know without a doubt that winter is coming, you know, literally and figuratively.
Are people social distancing? Is it requirement to social distance in Vancouver at the moment?
Yeah. So the thing is that for the most part, it was suggested but not enforced by the government. But it's going to be like next week onwards, the masks are going to be compulsory. And if you don't, then they're going to fine you. It's getting more and more enforced. And I think there's a sense of anxiety in a lot of people. So we'll see.
It'll be different. It'll be interesting to see how it would be with summertime. Like, it's wintertime, we're staying indoors.
Yeah.
I heard in Melbourne, they're giving out major, major fines. Like, $1,600 if you're visiting other people. And someone had a party.
Yeah.
Of, I think it was maybe 20 people.
Mm.
Almost $30,000 worth of fines right there at the party was given. It's just, it's just
new
it's
times.
Just crazy.
Well, the way that I wanted to start our interview was to go back to the start, so to speak. Dennis, maybe if you could tell us, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
Interesting. Okay, so I grew up in a small country town in Australia. The country town would have been, it's a twin city, so it's 30,000 people. You know, most people know who you are. It was, my parents are migrants from Croatia, so very poor, not very educated. It was a pretty basic upbringing, but loving. Like, it was nice, you know, growing up in a small country town. Although I was always a city boy that had to get out of the country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I was 17, I moved to Melbourne. It was nice. It was an average country style of growing up.
Nice. And I think you've alluded to this, but what sort of influence did your parents play on you while you were growing up?
I mean, your parents are your everything, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, again, they're very, it was a very basic upbringing. They weren't very educated. So a lot of, maybe that represents why I do what I do now. It's like very good with hands, very tactile type of approach to love. You know, I got to grow up with a different language and different cultures and customs to what the average Australian grew up with, which I think that it brought its own struggles, you know. There was a fair bit of racism. But, I mean, that's all part of life, really.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only ethnic boy that grew up in that environment like that.
Right. And so you're a boy, and what did young Dennis want to be when he grew up?
Rockstar.
What was he? Rockstar?
Rockstar. Okay. Yeah, that was it. I look at my life now, it's like, how did I get here? Like, I should have been a drummer on a stage for a band touring the world. And I was really good, AJ, I was really good.
Oh, really?
Drums. Yeah.
Nice.
I was played in bands. The plan was to go to university and become a sessional drummer.
Okay.
You know, behind me now is the piano, guitar. There's no, I mean, I still have my drums, but they're in storage. You can't play it. So I can't like transition. The music's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So yeah. And you probably see that in the YouTube videos as well. It's like, I'm very much keep my pacing based around the music. I put a lot of time and effort in making sure that the music keeps the movement of my videos and the story continuing.
Right.
I talk about in my tutorials as well, a lot of the massage stuff with Melt that I teach couples is based around music and following your flow and finding rhythm.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because when I was a kid, I also wanted to be a rock star. I was in a band. Yeah. So in undergrad, I was in a band and I was playing the guitar and I loved singing and I loved the sound that emanates from a guitar when you strum it, especially when it's connected to with a guitar processor. So
what
loved
was your
that
music style?
So we were like alt rock. So like Green Day, Simple Plan, Limp Bizkit, you know, Linkin Park, stuff that a lot of people, you know, looked down upon. We were like, no, that's music too, right? And we enjoyed it. The one person we could not find was a drummer. So maybe if you were there, then we would have found
him. I would have rocked it. Yeah. I would
so hard to find a drummer, right?
I was a good one, right? They can hold a beat.
Exactly.
Dude, I loved it. Like, I almost failed high school because I was like, we were trying to get the band formed. It was so much fun. I miss it. You know, and I talk about it with the massage stuff as well. It's like, when you can find a connection with a band, like when multiple band members just find this connection together.
Very true.
Oh my God. Yeah. And even better when you are on stage. That was my favorite. It's like, if I'm on stage and I can connect with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that feeling.
It's addictive. Yeah. I can still visualize right now. And I'm not saying that I was a rock star and played multiple, you know, performances or whatever. I think somewhere down the line, we couldn't find a drummer and then, you know, studies took over. But I still remember being on the stage and, you know, just being in that state and looking at the darkness, because you can't really see the audience, but then the lights are sort of in your face too, right?
Yeah.
But it's like a different experience, just being able to coordinate with the other guitarist and the drummer and the bassist and you singing, you reach a point of, I think, resonance where you're all... Right.
So powerful. I practiced for 6 months. I got booed off stage. The band got booed off. It was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Right.
The first time that we got booed off stage. And I was just like, that's it. I'm locking myself down for six months and I'm going to get this instrument. Like, I'm going to be good at this thing. And I learned how to juggle the drumsticks while keeping a beat. So at every point in time, there was a drumstick twirling in the air. And I released this on stage. And I could actually see, like, people's jaws were dropping. It was just like, whoa. But I'm just getting shivers thinking about it now. So much fun.
Interesting. So in the midst of all this music and beats, how did you discover, or where did you discover, the practice of massage?
Okay, so, it's coming to the end of high school. I want to be a drummer. I was studying towards drums and trying to get into university, but then everyone's just like, no, it's not a career path. You shouldn't do this. There's no money in music. And I was an angsty, angry teenage child.
Yeah. Right?
And I'm like, what's going to just bother my parents as much as possible? Okay. I was really, really interested in health. And so, I applied for universities. I had to get out of a high school, out of this country town. I had to come to the city. So a university was my ticket out. Mm-hmm. And so I applied for chiropractic, podiatry, osteopathy. I knew I wanted to be in the health arena. Okay. And for some reason, I put acupuncture as my top preference.
Okay.
It was bizarre. It was weird. I knew nothing about acupuncture either. So I got into a university degree for acupuncture.
Okay.
And I fell in love with acupuncture. And then I'm good at acupuncture. It's my final year of university. I'm like, I already have credits for physiology, anatomy. I really just need to know the massage component. Why don't I learn a little bit about massage? And so I went and studied massage, opened up my own acupuncture clinic, and that's how my journey started. I started within a clinic giving acupuncture and massage.
Nice. Mm. So that's when you started. When did you start teaching people how to massage? Couples? When did that transition happen? Yeah.
Okay, so that would have been maybe, I can't remember exactly, right, late 20s. Like here's how MELT works, right? So I've transitioned out of the clinic because I made life choices that I didn't want to spend the next 40 years working in this four walls, right? I needed to travel. I needed to experience the world. So I set up a hotel massage business. And through that business, I meet this girl. And I'm like, okay, this girl's cute. I really like her. And she's single, I'm single. And I just couldn't, AJ, I couldn't get her to come upstairs for that coffee, And so I'm like, how do I convince her to come, to hang out with me? What differentiates me from the rest of the boys?
Right.
I was really good at massage. So I offered her a massage. I said to her, completely lying, I'm like, I'm about to teach couples how to massage. I need to test this program out on someone.
Okay.
Do you want a massage?
Mm.
And so she said yes. Mm. And it was great.
Right.
It was really good. And then we just kept that for ourselves. Like, we started dating that night and we kept the massage for ourselves for about 2 years. And then it was after a couple of years where friends and family were asking, hey, you keep talking about this massage that you give each other. Can we learn? So I'd say 2006 is when we gave the first workshop, right?
Right.
Let's test this out.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not weird teaching it to, say, my sister and my friends, maybe I'll be able to teach it to the public too.
Interesting. And so what was the reaction? So you start teaching people how to massage, and maybe from your first workshop, what are people saying?
AJ, first workshop, there's literally nobody and you don't know what you're doing. Right. Yeah. So the first workshop we had, I had to call up my friends and family. And I'm like, two couples have come to the first workshop. Can you please come help bring the numbers up? I can't just teach two couples. That's it.
Yeah.
So the first one is stumbling and still finding your feet. And, the feedback's like, it's nice. After a couple of years, I get my flow and we start teaching 10 couples. And then after a couple of years after that, we're now teaching full, sold out, 25 couples, 50 people in the room. The energy, AJ, is similar to what being on stage is like.
Yeah.
It's like people are interacting with me, I'm interacting with them, they're all working on each other. as in like with their partner, but the energy in the room is very similar to what it's like as a musician with a crowd. And that's when the feedback starts coming back. And that's when, you know, all you need is one person to start asking questions and the rest of the room kind of like falls into it, you know? All you need is someone, one person to go, oh, that feels amazing. And then everyone else starts going, wow, that feels amazing too.
Got it, got it. Now, I'm going to ask an obvious question, but I wanted to get your perspective from, you know, the expert's mind, so to speak, because when you are explaining massage, you're in a way technical as well. So you're talking about the backbone, you're talking about the different angles, you're talking about the muscles. But why does a massage feel so good?
Oh, good question. You know what? That is such a really good question. I don't know. No one knows, right? Here's the thing. So I've been doing a fair bit of research on this, and I'm trying to work out, is it endorphins? Or it's not. It depends on what style of massage. Is it serotonin? Is it oxytocin? Science still doesn't know why we have knots, right? Mm. We don't know why there are knots in the body. They can't explain it. They can't explain it, whether it happens because of trauma, of injury, inflammation. Is it emotional? We know that when you release a massage, I've had people on the massage table in the clinic that have broken down crying because of a massage, right? I've had people in the workshops break down, cry, and have emotional responses because of massage as well. So I think people have different responses for why massage is good for them. Physiologically, we can talk about how we're releasing sarcomeres that are binding, the reason why muscles are tensing up.
Mm.
But there's a lot more to it than just saying we're releasing a muscle and therefore it feels good, or we're reducing pain and therefore it feels good, or we're releasing emotions, therefore it feels good, you know?
Interesting. So, I mean, so what I do is I do these breathwork sessions on a Sunday morning, and I'm doing a lot of outdoors as well. But something similar, where when a person is breathing intensely and they're listening to these beautiful uplifting music in the background, and when we're doing it in the midst of other people, there's a way of really releasing some other stuff that they've been holding within. And I think something similar is going on when a person enjoys this very releasing therapeutic massage as well, right? You can't help but crying out.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, so I actually just put a post out on Instagram a couple of hours ago about this sort of thing, where it's like connection is found at the moment where the person that you're massaging finds the most trust in you, right? And every good massage has this. So it doesn't matter if you're in a clinic or if, even like a professional massage practitioner are really good at doing this.
Yeah.
But also in a relationship, you know, you can make this happen as well. And the, for me, the true massage begins, like the actual massage, everything beforehand is working towards this one point of where your partner trusts your hands. They let go. And that's where the massage begins.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you say that the point at which your partner trusts you, right? I think some people take it for granted that their partner trusts them all the time. But here, I think we're going beyond, it's like beyond language, right? It's more body language, it's more strokes and stuff like that. But, you know, why should couples learn how to massage each other? You know, if you can take us down that path.
Absolutely. So, well, I think we were talking about this before. Like, I set this, for me, I set it up in my 20s, right? And for me, in my 20s, come on, it was all about sex. Like, I just wanted to massage this girl that I was attracted to, and then it led to sex. And sex is a big part. Even though, in and you've seen the tutorials, like that hug that we do, if that's as far as the intimacy that we go to, right? But it, like saying that couples are not using massage to have sex is just, it's like not putting chocolate with milk. I mean, the two work well. But then if you can, if you grow beyond the sex thing and get beyond the physical and the fun, let's say, there's connection. I've had couples that couples use it for post-traumatic stress disorder and dealing with trauma. I've had post-traumatic stress disorder is an interesting one where this lady was telling me that she loves her husband. She had some trauma when she was younger and wants to connect with her husband, but is guarded, you know, and she won't let go. You know, right. She wants to be intimate with her partner, but doesn't let go. The way we sit, you know, how your partner is massaging you from behind, there's no eye contact. She's like,
yeah.
I'm allowed to be in my head. I'm allowed to drop my shoulders and relax and let him do his thing with his hands. And I'm in a safe space. We've already all arranged, you know, let's keep our massage to these set of parameters. And she allows him in. Mm. So I think that's fantastic. It's a great way of communicating. Some couples are using it. I mean, physical touch is a love language, right?
Mm.
Sensate focus is another reason why people are using it for you know, connecting sexually and or even in erectile dysfunction as well. Just ways to communicate with their body, you know, and produce relaxation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Yeah, I mean, the imagery that you shared was really what it brought to my mind is when you think about somebody who's betrayed, they usually say that this person stabbed me in the back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I think when you turn your back around, there's an intense amount of trust that you need to have.
Absolutely.
In the other person. Right? Because you're not looking at them. You're just closing your eyes and hope that they deliver a good massage or hope they know what they're doing.
But here...
You're saying that, you know, they're turning around and in a way they're letting go. So that's beautiful.
I think that's beautiful as well. I didn't even think about it in that context as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so this person who was, who had some PTSD, you mentioned, and she wanted to sort of heal and nourish and nurture her relationship with her husband. Any thoughts or what feedback she shared after she spent some good time going through these massages with her husband? What was the outcome like?
She said, thank you. She said, thank you. I mean, I don't know if you could say that massage is the solution, right? It is just one part of the story and one part of the journey on finding healing or whatever it is for you. I mean, this is what I love about Melts. It's like, It can be whatever you want it to be for your relationship. I just show you what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Whatever meaning you want to put towards the massage is up for you, whatever you want to use it for. So, you know, she said literally that, thank you. I used Melt as a way to help me and my husband connect with each other in a way that I wasn't allowing to happen. It broke down walls.
Yeah, I think that's very significant, especially in the situation that we are going through right now, right? I think before, what used to happen is couples would spend, you know, be all day out at work, and mm-hmm. then they would come in and maybe do something else. But I think now they're having to face each other and have those discussions that they probably might have been avoiding. Yeah. And I think when you add a little massage in between, that makes for an opportunity to have some more sensual, mindful, yeah. conversational sessions. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. COVID-19's changed everything, right? Yeah. So I have, Melt's got different layers to it. I have a private Facebook group. There's almost 1,000 people in there, and we chat a lot. Like, I call it my brainstorming group.
Yeah.
And I bring up ideas with those guys. Guys, I'm thinking of producing this product. What do you think? You know, this is where I take my ideas first, or some of the marketing that you've seen on Facebook is always presented to my audience first. I'm like, guys, do you like this? Should we do it? Am I hitting the message first, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, so I like to bounce off those guys first. And this is where, I mean, she was coming through with PTSD as well. We were all talking about little bits and pieces. We had one lady that was telling me in the group, she's like, I now use massage during COVID-19 on my children. And I use massage in a way, like using melt techniques, not the intimate side of it, just, you know, just the normal hand techniques.
Yeah.
And I give my children once a week a massage and give them an opportunity to share thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
A safe, open space that allows the children to now communicate how they're feeling now they're dealing with COVID-19. They're not, they might not be at school, like in Australia. In Victoria right now, where I am, you're not going to school. Children are not going to school. They're not seeing their friends. You know, they don't really understand what's going on. So massage is helping, A, relax them, and then B, give them time to talk with their parents about their thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, that's really interesting because, you know, children, especially I think from births to 7 years and 7 years to 14, they've got a lot of energy, right? And they have to play out, they have to connect. And in the midst of all of this, the massage is like a non-verbal way to connect with the kids and then automatically provide that space for them to open up and to share, whether it's anxiety or fear or worry. And just for the parents and children to connect, right? I think
the bonds. I mean, empathy alone. I mean, what I love about this is like we are feeding the next generation a way of like, here's how to treat people. Here's how to treat your children when you have children. Here's how to treat the women in your life, the men in your life, the people that you love, you know?
Yeah.
So when I first set up Melt, I thought it was all about date night. Now, as I'm maturing and Melt is maturing, I'm learning so much more that there are many, many different ways other than just sex to use massage or, you know, just, you know, date night alone. It's like, let's just do something because we're bored. No, there's a total connection in this and I love that.
Got it. So there's a sense of sentience, a sense of sacredness about the process and the art of massage. And when I went through some of your videos, I sort of gauged that a massage is somewhat like a journey where you're like the performer. And then you said that you are paying attention to the facial expression and the body language of your partner, right? So what's the significance of this in guiding the journey?
Well, it seems it's just like music, right? You can, you know, like when I'm giving a massage, I'm listening to what their breath is doing. I'm feeling what their body is doing underneath my hands.
Yeah.
And you can totally feel even small movements that just dropping the shoulder are massive sensations underneath your hands.
Okay. Interesting.
And you can also feel like you see in the basic stroke, the first massage stroke that I teach, there's this big hug and our fingers interlace, right? It's not even just our fingers interlacing. You can see my partner opens up to accept my fingers. That's communication as well. So these are all little bits that I'm reading during the massage, you know. If my partner makes a noise, right, or if I see the head tilt somehow, these are little moments where I remember and I'm like, okay, let me try that again and let's see if this same reaction happens. if that same reaction happens, I'm invoking emotion, and that's my little memory thing that I'm like, I'll just go back to this every time I want to just make them melt just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. I keep finding these little moments in time.
Interesting. So it seems like, so there's a massage component, but then there's also like a healing, energy healing component, because you're noticing these subtle movements, these breaths, but also the tilting of the head in your, you know, navigating in such a way. And in your video, you talk about the circles and angles, right? So
yeah, right.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. So I like to think of, I like to break massage down into really simple concepts. Because concepts are easier to remember than saying, AJ, massage here and then here and then here, we're done.
Yeah.
Circles, I like to think as relaxation. And you kind of like journey your way back to the beginning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can circle over here. You can circle over both ways. You can start from the lower back, go all the way down to the arms and circle your way back. But that's a journey, right?
Yeah.
And then angles are about deep tissue. So I like to consider my angles as more of a forceful, harsh type of technique.
Okay.
Angles go in for short periods of time. Whenever you find an angle, you go in, anytime you go in deep, you go in slow.
Okay.
Right? The deeper you go, the slower you go. And the more therapeutic the massage is, the deeper you go.
Okay.
Right. But combining circles and angles creates the most incredible massage, you know?
So what is the significance of deep tissue? I mean, because a lot of our listeners might be new to massage. I mean, they have might have experienced massage, but what is the significance of deep tissue? What is it doing for your body?
Okay, so good question. Now, most of the time, we're massaging deep on areas of tension and knots,
okay,
right? So these are parts of the muscle that are bound up.
Okay.
They often hold emotional stress as well.
Okay.
So working on those knots is our chance to ease off and break up some of those knots. Now, knots don't tend to go away, but they change in consistency. Sometimes they're more pliable, sometimes they're more tense. And if we can get those to release, that's where we get a physiological release and also an emotional release. Depends on what's going on in your body and what your needs are as well. So knots are an important part of massage. Most acupuncture points are knots, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, often knots are a way to just release and relax. And then and there are angles, and then circles are more of a relaxation. And I often like to combine knots with what I call contouring. So I like to go in deep for just a few seconds, and then I like to contour out and use relaxation strokes to allow that release to just perpetuate on its own. It's really nice.
Nice. And I'm sure that listeners right now who are listening are able to visualize what you're talking about and imagine themselves, you know, doing their own massage or receiving a massage, which is always good. Now, broadly speaking, because these days you've got different types of massage that people hear about, right? You've got Thai massage, Swedish massage, hot stone massage, deep tissue massage, stuff like that. So broadly speaking, what are some of the different kinds or types of massages that are out there? Any thoughts on that?
So many. Like, have you heard of Lomi massage?
I have. It sounds familiar, but
it's a Hawaiian style. So nice. It's
oh, really? Good. Okay.
Yeah. And like, I'm a huge fan of Thai massage, like really deep. And they tend to use knees. The knees, AJ, right? To massage you with their knees. Sometimes they'll step on you, use their feet as well. I think that's incredible. Have you heard of Tweena?
Tweena? No. I'm sort of entering the world of massage. So I'm looking all around. It's like the movie Avatar, where you see a new world. Yeah. Tweena, what is Tweena?
Tweena, it's very. You actually had a guy on tapping.
Last week, Nick Ortner,
Okay, so Tweena is very similar to that. So you actually, it's a Chinese style of massage based around acupuncture, using specific techniques, usually on acupuncture points. And like I said before, almost all acupuncture points are trigger points or knots as well. So the two work really well together. So there are so many different styles of massage out there. But I mean, I teach basically Swedish massage, the most popular form of massage out there. There are so many styles, very specialized, depending on what you want to, you know, what you want to achieve, what you want to give. I mean, they all work on the same premise. So we're releasing muscles and providing relaxation.
Interesting. Yeah, it's fascinating. And Action Tribe, if you're listening to this right now, what are some of the different massages that you've come across? Or maybe you have experience, you know, make sure you let us know, especially if you're watching this on a replay, add it in the comments below, because we'd love to hear from you. And Dennis, what sort of oils or creams should one be considering when doing a massage to sort of set the stage and maybe get some lubrication going on?
Right. Okay. So I, as a massage practitioner, I've always used cold pressed sweet almond oil.
Okay.
So you can use mine if you like.
Yeah.
I make my own oil.
I did notice that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I make my own oil. It's sold in the US on Amazon.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to the number one massage oil. But if you're allergic to nuts, stay away from nut-based oils. So apricot oil, grapeseed oil works well. Coconut oil, I've noticed, has had quite a popularity resurgence lately. But here's the thing. If you're going to use coconut oil on your private parts, maybe not consider using coconut oil. It has an antiseptic properties to it when it mixes with your skin, which is fantastic cleansing.
Yeah.
But not great on your private bits. So yeah, there's so much oils. Like anything cold pressed will work really well. You know, nice. Avocado oil works too. Yeah. It's good. Heaps of them out there.
Nice, nice. It's wonderful. And if for somebody who is listening to this episode right now and is wanting to wanting to get into massage, from
Does
your perspective,
their partner or become a practitioner?
Their partner. I would imagine that, but I'm sure people want to be practitioners as well. But sure. What is your favorite part to massage? Because I know you teach different. You teach head, neck.
My own favorite, my personal favorite massage.
Yeah.
Like which area to massage?
Yeah.
Hands. I like hands. Hands. It's all really good. Like AJ, I have there's 17 massage techniques inside Melts. I love them all.
Yeah.
But hand massage is like so underrated. We use them so much. There's not a lot of muscles in here, but they never get massaged. So my thing as a practitioner, whether it is working with couples or in a clinic, my thing is getting into nooks and crannies, getting into the little bits of your body that, you know, I want to be able to massage you in a way where you say, wow, I've never had that experience before. Like this guy got into muscles I didn't even know I had.
Right? Yeah.
And the hands are a bit like that. So no one ever touches it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you've never given a hand.
Yeah, I've never heard about like a hand massage, right? You think about leg massage, head massage, ear massage, but hand.
Yeah. That one, you know what fascinates me as well? I need to spend some more time, but, I have an Indian head massage. One of my favorite thing is to get onto YouTube and watch these white guys go to Indian barbers.
That's true.
And I'm like, I will go to India just to get one of those head massages.
Yeah, that's one thing that's popular in India, right? I mean, whenever you get a haircut, then it's just assumed that you get a massage as well in a lot of these places.
Is that right?
Traditional places, yeah. And, you know, it can get pretty intense because they hit your head and they do all these, you know, different ways, right?
It's happening, yeah. I love it.
It is fun. It is very releasing. And,
you've had one, have you?
I've had many, yeah. I mean, because I was born and brought up in India, in Mumbai. And I came to Vancouver about close to 6 years back now.
Is that right?
And, yeah. And it's been about 2 years since I've been back. So I do want to, now that we've had this conversation especially, I do want to have a head massage once again. Because they go ahead, but they go back also. And they're beating you. And
oh
sometimes it can be considered as abuse.
Oh, Can we go together? I'll meet you in India. I will come.
Yeah, for sure. We can awesome. Go, you know. Dude, we can do like an Indian massage, yoga, breath work. Yeah. Come visit Himalayas in Rishikesh. A lot of places to see.
I'd love that. You know, actually, can you believe this? So we had a break in lockdown for maybe 2 weeks where they opened Melbourne up and now they've shut it down. Right. And during those 2 weeks, I'm like, you know what? I'll just try yoga. First time ever.
Okay.
I did 2 weeks of yoga. Loved it. I'm like, I can't wait to get back into it. I spent a lot of time on my body. Like, I work out a lot. I stretch a lot. And yoga is just something I'd like to spend more time with. How long have you been doing yoga now?
So, I'm not a yoga, like, in terms of asana, I'm not a teacher, but I've been doing yoga on and off, I'd say since school, but not that frequently. I want to do more of it. What I do is more subtle stuff like breath work and healing your chakras and energy healing. But whenever I do yoga, I do a lot when I watch these YouTube videos, and it's incredibly relaxing, right? Mm. Vinyasa yoga and yin yoga. So it just has a way of allowing you to connect with your inner essence, but also contorting and moving your bodies in ways that you would not normally do, right?
Oh my God. It does things to my body that I've never experienced before. I love it. I can't.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was quite flexible and, you know, and I stretch every day. I work out every day and yoga takes it to another level.
Wonderful. And I think you, with your extensive experience in massage, with the yoga, I think it's going to take you to a whole new level, I think. I can just imagine this.
I hope so. I've been practicing handstands and I'm just like, let's
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Now, you did mention, and you did make a video about this, but a few years back you had a divorce, right?
Right.
So, how did that affect you? Because from my perspective, you know, you've got like a successful massage practice, a lot of people learning for you, and that might have been really hard, right?
Oh, dude, where do I start? So the girl that I massage in Melt was my wife. Like it started with her, and so like you spend all this time, you're following your dreams together, and then it just falls apart one day. Mm-hmm. And then you're left going, like, in the divorce, I was like, whatever happens, Melt was always my baby. I want Melt. Mm-hmm. But, look, it's been a process. It's been 3 years. Like, what are we up to? In 3 weeks, in just under 4 weeks, it'll be 3 years that we've been separated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me this long to say I'm comfortable teaching couples how to, I gave up. I gave up on Melt. I'm just like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I can't do this without her. It's not going to happen. It was my own audience. It's just like, no. We want you back.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep going. You've started something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like the divorces, it just rocks your world, man. You know?
Yeah.
Like I remember it was New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, can't remember which. It must have been New Year's 2 years ago. It must have been. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that morning, New Year's morning, I was at home. We just had a party, had friends over. My wife, or now, you know, we just separated. She's still there. And I just bought a plane ticket to Los Angeles. Mm. I just went click and then looked up at everyone saying, I'm leaving I just bought a one-way ticket to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving in 2 weeks. And I picked up and left. And I've been traveling since, right?
Mm.
Just trying to find myself again. Where do I fit in the world with Melt? Where do I fit in the world with me? I just ran around the entire globe several times. It's pretty crazy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So how did you cope with it? Like, what did you feel, you know, helped you in this process of healing and, you know, really finding yourself? Because a lot of our listeners around the world, especially with this pandemic, have gone through big shifts, right? Maybe in relationships, or maybe somebody has lost their job, or maybe somebody has lost their business or has failed in their business, so to speak, or maybe have received a diagnosis, a health diagnosis that they were least expecting. So how does a person go from rock bottom where your sense of reality is shifted and you don't know how to wake up or get up and go back to normal? What advice do you have for somebody like that?
Survive. Keep going. Don't stop. You know, it's hard. Like, you want to give up. I wanted to give up. Talk as much as you can. That's a big one. And don't, like, you go through, I went through periods of shame. I went through periods of I can't communicate. I felt like I was leaning on friends too much. You're not. Just keep talking about it. And then find purpose. You know, like, for me, AJ, I broke it down to the most simplest form possible. Make my bed. That was it. Just make my bed. You know, like, it was so bad. And so it's like, what's one thing I can control in my life? Okay, I'll make my bed. Yeah. And then it's like, what's the next thing I can control in my life? And, you know, and I gave up. Gave up on work, gave up on friends. I just stopped talking to everybody. And so, okay, next thing I can control is my body. So what foods do I put in my body? And the next thing is, like, what do I eat? Not what do I eat, what do I exercise? And then slowly, slowly started working my mind, my confidence, and I'm great now, you know? Back to where I should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like you've shared that your audience played a role.
Massive role,
in your coming back. And what came to my mind is, sometimes we think that the, you know, the workshops that we do, or maybe the podcasts that we do, or the videos, you know, it's just out there. But it is making a difference, right? It is like step by step, you're making a small impact, you're gathering an audience. People who know, like, and trust you, people who look forward
rely
to
rely on you.
Rely on you.
Absolutely. They're like, all right, what is AJ up to this week? What knowledge can he share with me? And even if they don't communicate with you, people still
they do.
And we're all going through, like, no one is immune to this. We all have sadness. We all find it at some point, you know? At any given point in time, there'll be someone else that will resonate with your story. This is why I share, you know. A lot of you literally messaged me this morning. I'm like, oh, I didn't know how I was going to navigate the divorce story, right?
Yeah.
And then when you emailed me this morning, only a few hours ago, said, I saw the divorce video. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
How do I deal with it? I haven't talked about this publicly outside of my own audience yet.
Right.
I mean, it's helpful putting it out there. The amount of people that resonated with the story and that I was vulnerable.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to put that story out to show other men that it's okay to be vulnerable.
You know,
there's no point in hiding and holding this in.
Mm. Yeah. I think you're very right in saying that a lot of times men find it hard to share. And when they do share, they're like second guessing themselves, or they feel like it's not manly to share.
Right.
And, you know, they say that it's the rising of the divine feminine. I think it's the rising of the divine man, but a man who acknowledges his feminine side. You know, if it makes sense, the conscious man, so to speak. And I think the only way that men can rise is if they connect and share and explore and support one another. So
there's no point in holding it in. If you hold it in, it just hurts. It hurts even more. You have to talk about it. It's so good and so healing. And like I said, there are other people doing going through the exact same experiences.
Right.
You know? I never thought, did you see the comments on the divorce video?
I did.
Yeah. The amount of people that connected saying, I've gone through, I thought I was alone. It's like, how does someone that teaches couples how to massage get divorced and continue doing this? And then I'm just like, you know what? I'm not alone. Yeah. And I deserve love. I'm allowed to massage other people.
Mm. Yeah. You know? It's the mind, right? It's the mind starts playing games with you after a certain point. It's so it's so crazy, the monkey mind.
I love it, but I think it's it's humanity, you know.
It is humanity,
Could you imagine if the mind, if it was all just perfect, it just wouldn't. I mean, there's a whole yin and yang principle, right?
That's true. Like, yeah,
we want to find balance, but there's never always perfect. Like, balance happens for minute moments in time. And then the journey is part of the struggle. And then we find balance and then we struggle.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah. And to me, you know, the yin and yang is an opportunity to create some contrast, because unless you've experienced the deep, dark abyss of your soul, you won't understand how bright it is in the morning, right? The dawn of yourself. And your new self, so to speak, where you are shining and you have rose from the darkness, and now you have people that support you because they have seen you when you're down and they've cheered you on. So,
and there's so much learning in this environment too, you know, like there's so much growth at the point of pain. I'd never, before separation, I would never cry.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right.
So I'd find crying weak. Mm-hmm. It's like pointless.
Yeah.
Now it's a different story, you know?
Very true. Yeah.
Different feeling.
Crying, screaming, shaking, dancing, breathing. Like, we're all connecting with nature, right? The stuff that I think as humans we've accepted as status quo, and we're all afraid of looking funny and strange. But now it's like, you know, just
society,
let it out.
Right? Let it out. Especially now with COVID-19. Let it out. Yeah. You know, my private Facebook group up until 2020 was, let's work out how to make melt better. What can I do to make melt better? 2020 turned into a support group. It's like, who's struggling? Yeah. Talk to me. I'm here. I'm going to be online on this feed for the next 5 hours while I'm editing a video or something like that.
Yeah.
Chat to me. I'll be here. You know, and so the support network is so really important. Yeah, it's great.
That is so profound, because earlier this year, where I was, you know, I had a lot of thoughts going on my mind. I did not know what to do. I was lacking that clarity in terms of purpose. I just said, you know, I'm opening up some time. Who has a challenge? Let's talk. Let's understand what your struggle is. Mm-hmm. You know, are you worried about your job? Are you worried about your health? Are you worried about your relationship? Whatever it is, I'll give you an opportunity to share. And I think that was really amazing for me, because I was able to understand
when they were down and when they lit up. And more often than not, they were lit up when we spoke about what their dreams are, what their goals are. And I told them, what if money and time were not a concern? Because a lot of time people are afraid they don't have money or they're too old for something. And I said, what if you take that away? What now? And they would really light up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. I think it's also part of society where we kind of we allow that money and or even our jobs. It's like, this is the person that we've created.
Yeah.
You know, this is a job that we do. I'm too old to change. I can't do this because I've got money. I get this. A lot of my friends are just like, you travel so much, I want your lifestyle. And I'm like, well, you can do that. You can have that lifestyle. Mm. Oh, but I can't because of X, Y, and Z. It's like, well, okay. That's a belief that you've made. And until you actually have a shift.
Yeah.
You know?
So in that case, let's go into Dennis's mind right now.
Okay.
How do you navigate uncertainty? Let's say you've decided that you want to travel the world.
Yeah.
What is going on in your mind right now? How are you sort of navigating uncertainty and, you know?
It happens all the time, doesn't it? Like, right. You're always uncertain. We don't know what's going on. AJ, I just trust that everything's going to be okay. I just always end up landing on my feet, you know? How's this, right? I didn't jump on a plane properly until I was 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so my ex-wife and I, our first major trip to the US went for 3 weeks, right? And we both had 2 full suitcases, a carry-on bag, and a laptop for 3 weeks, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now I travel, I'm just like, where am I going in the world? Do I need a jacket? Do I not need a jacket?
Minimal.
That's it. Like, I was like, most of my luggage is camera equipment, lighting, cameras. Yeah. Like, it's all about the vlog.
Right.
I'm just like, if I need to buy more underwear, I'll buy more underwear in Los Angeles. You know, it's like, if I'm going to go to Vancouver in the middle of wintertime, either I'll bring one jacket and I'll buy more jackets while I'm over there. You know, when I say buy, here's the thing. If I'm traveling, I'm traveling for 6 months at a time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If I'm coming to Vancouver, I'm coming for like 2 months, 3 months, and I like to stay in that one environment.
Usually, travel. They call it slow travel, right? Yeah, okay.
Right. I want to experience what the locals are doing.
Mm.
I don't do tourist destinations. I'm like, no, I want to stay within the locals. I want to see. I've never had a white Christmas.
Oh, you haven't?
Never.
Oh. Ever. I got to rephrase that. You don't really have a white Christmas here in Vancouver because we don't get that much snow, but you might get for like 2 weeks and then it'll, like, the rain will wash everything down. But you could go to Jasper in Alberta. Very beautiful.
I mean, it's not just, I don't want to have a white Christmas that just go for Christmas. I want to do it for a couple of months. Driving in the snow. Like, how do you guys do it? How's it work? I don't understand.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing, like I said, Vancouver is like very different from the rest of Canada. It sticks out like a sore thumb. A lot of people think that Canada has a lot of snow, but Vancouver, I guess we're lucky in a way. We do get 2 weeks of snow and all gets washed down. When the snow does come, everyone's like frantic and helter-skelter, the bus stops because the bus is not used to snow because we don't get that much snow, right?
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. You got to come to Vancouver because we've got a lush forest out in British Columbia. And when it rains just a little, it doesn't rain that much, so you can do your hikes. And then within like a 20-minute drive, you can see the ocean or you can go to a lake. So we're blessed in that sense with a lot of abundance of nature.
I can't wait. Oh, no, I've been to Seattle, which is not far from Vancouver.
Right, okay. Got it. Yeah, I think it's similar. It's just that Seattle is more Americanized than Vancouver. Yeah. You'll definitely feel that Canadian touch.
Love Canadians.
Yeah. So, obviously, it's great to know that you're back. And it's great to know it seems like you've got like a brand vision for where you want Melt to go. So what lies ahead for you in 2020, 2021? Any thoughts at all?
So much. So the first goal is I want to get to 1 million melters. So I've taught 46,000. I want to get to 1 million. At a million, I want to commission my own studies. So there's been a few studies based around like Sensate Focus, and a few scientists have worked on couples, and we have the Gottman Institute as well. I want to research further into physical touch and how that impacts relationships, whether that's through hormones, whether it does reduce cortisol and increase serotonin and oxytocin. But I'm all about connection and wanting to understand human connection, how we can connect, why we connect, and how it even extends into children and families. So at A Million Melters, hopefully by then I'll figure the business model out perfectly that I've made, that I can sustain the revenue and I commission it.
Okay.
And then also I want to eventually, so I miss doing workshops. So when this stupid virus ends, I want to get back into teaching live workshops, and eventually I'll be teaching massage practitioners how to run their own workshops too. The workshops are great, dude. The workshops are so much fun. That physical interaction, like being up on stage, is just, it's so beautiful, you know? Oh, the energy in a room, you know what it's like doing that breath work in a communal environment.
Yeah. Mm. Most of the time I do my breath work on Zoom, but recently I got an opportunity to do breath work in person, and there were 35 to 40 people. It was so different, especially when you're doing the ecstatic dance. It's like you could feel the energy, right? So I want to do more of that.
Dude, it's incredible. You know, I think it's so underrated. I think there's, and very true. We see it in team sports as well. There's something about that environment where we get together as a group that is just so good.
Yeah. Especially if you're learning massage, it's going to be even better.
It'll be fun. So, yeah, lots of plans. Perfect. You know? Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Action Tribe, I hope you enjoyed today's session so far. We are discovering that as humans, we communicate in many more ways than just language. We have our body language, our facial expressions, and our eyes. Very often, in a bit to get the word out, sometimes a person says something, but maybe sometimes the person just needs a pat on the back, a touch of assurance, or just a hug. And if we know how to massage a person properly, then sometimes that can be the best gift that you can provide to that person at that time. Because as a person named Mary O'Malley once said, we need touch, but most importantly, we need conscious touch, a moment when somebody is connecting with us skin to skin and is also aware that that is happening. So ponder upon that quote for a minute.
And that, with was that, great. That was great. Well done.
Yeah. So we are at the last round for today, which is the wisdom round. Four questions so that our listeners can take note and take action. So, Dennis, what is the best piece of advice that someone has ever given you?
Oh, gosh. Just trust in yourself. Just believe in yourself, you know? The answer is in within you, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And if you could turn back time, spend 1 hour with someone who is living or dead, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Granddad, I guess. Mm-hmm. Granddad, I miss him. He's gone a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And what is that thing you do in the morning or in the evening before you sleep that has improved the quality of your life?
I'm a friend. We were talking about it before. Journaling is everything. Get your thoughts out of your head. Get it down on paper. It changes your life. Like, it really totally helps, you know. Just organizes things, puts things in perspective. And it doesn't matter what it is in your head, you know. Even if it's all negative.
Yep.
It'll turn positive, I promise.
And if you could if you could read one book and recommend one book for our listeners today, what would that one book be?
My gosh, mate, I wish I could. Like, I don't read very well. I don't, you know. I read a book in my early years. It was called The E-Myth. So very business focused. Have you read The E-Myth before?
I've heard about it by Michael Gerber, right? But I've not read the book yet.
That was a long time ago. It's pretty, like, it's worthwhile reading. So I think that's, if you're into business, for sure. But I mean, my thing again is, I think you have more inside you, you know, that you can read. I'd recommend writing things out, bring it out of your head. That's my advice. Yeah.
Wonderful. So Action Tribe, would you like to receive this book, E-Myth, by Michael Gerber for free? That's right, because audible.com is offering all our listeners, including you, one free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial so that you can get to check out this new way of consuming books. So if you don't like reading books, then just listen to it. And in most of the cases, the author himself or herself reads out the book to you. So in case you want to download E-Myth, you go to my7chakras.com/free book. my7chakras.com/free book to start listening to your next book. So Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, AJ.
Before you go, tell us one thing that you are grateful for and how do we find you online?
Okay, so grateful, I would say, for the people that listen out there. I think that's, as in when I say listen, it's like for your friends and family and the people that really want to hear you when it's time for you to open up your heart. I think I'm grateful for those people. There's been, you know, especially in the last 3 years through my journey, you know, the biggest help were the ones that just listened and mm-hmm. didn't give advice. They just sat there and were with you and were present. That's what I'm grateful for. Now you can find me at couplesmassagecourses.com. You know, there's a, it's pretty, or just Google Dennis Couples Massage or Melt Couples Massage. You'll find me very easily.
Wonderful. And we'll have all the links up in the show notes. And for people who would like to enroll or at least learn more about the courses offered within Melt by Dennis, we've got a special link for you. That's my7chakras.com/melt. Seven is a word, my7chakras.com/melt. The videos are amazing. I am currently going through the course and I look forward to incorporating these amazing skills into my life as well. That was one of the reasons why I reached out to Dennis. It was because I want to get good at massage. I think that's a wonderful skill to have. And I want to complement that with the other things that I'm learning. So thanks for sharing. And finally, if you're on Instagram, then make sure that you take a screenshot of this episode and tag us so that we can share your story with our community. My handle is @my7chakras. And Dennis, are you active on Instagram?
Yeah, big time. So @meltcouplesmassage is me.
Perfect. So just tag us and we'll share it. And finally, if you'd like to join our Facebook group where all the discussions happen about breathwork, healing, yoga, and stuff like that, join us at my7chakras.com/tribe, my7chakras.com/tribe. So Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today, talking to us about the power of a simple massage and how it can impact your relationship and taking us one step closer to a human revolution.
Well done. Thanks for having me, AJ. I had a great time. It was lots of fun.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my, S-E-V-E-N, chakras.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.